Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Yesterday, I had promised to get to a topic concerning, yes, one person can make a difference, because what I continuously hear across the boards is there's nothing we can do. And what do we hear from the conservatives of the day? Besides fueling the narrative between the left and the right, which does not lawfully exist, put that up against Article 4, Section 4, and the presupposition that God is, and put that up on 25 verse 1 concerning the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 25 verse 1. And I will get to that in just a couple of minutes, okay, friends, concerning what we were going to talk about yesterday. I'm going to prove to you just the exact opposite on so many different fronts. Speaking of the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, I just seen this morning because they are so easily diverted, and now they're talking about what's going on in Afghanistan, not knowing all the way that this is nothing more or nothing short of a distraction to keep your eyes off of what they're trying to implement unlawfully here in the United States. And this, in fact, is happening on a global basis. But I just noticed this morning on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side. Go ahead and subscribe, or go over to Before It's News, top left side of the page, Before It's News, top left side of the page, and you can see what we're talking about. If not, I will narrate. It is a picture of an Afghani sitting in one of our military trucks. And as I said yesterday during a mission board doing Rick Joyner's College there in one of the Carolinas not too far back, I was asked to give a speech over at his mission board, and little did I know that it was his mission board. And during that time, one of the individuals that was over there, who was a missionary to the Middle East, had shared with us that he continuously seen that the CIA was arming our alleged enemies. Of course they are. Of course they are. These are all created monsters, friends, to continuously create terror, to drive people politically into the corral that they mean to bring you into. Okay? We could have snuffed these guys out if they had been a real enemy, in fact. Now, I also want to say, on the other hand, friends, many of these people are defending themselves and their homes against our military. Okay? And we need to understand that terrorism derived from Oxford's English Dictionary, the definition, the original definition, is government by intimidation, and that's exactly what's happening. Terrorism works for a global agenda. Remember they called Joseph Stalin the Red Terror? Yep. His political aim was to create the problem to bring in the new order concerning his control over the people in Russia during that time. And in fact, look what he did to his own people. It's horrific, to say the least. But look at this. We got a picture of an Afghani with he's heavily armed. It's probably an AK-47, it looks like, and he's in one of our military vehicles. Keep in mind, we are the ones empowering these people. This conservative said, would anybody like to tell me why the Taliban has our weapons and vehicles in their possession? Yeah, I can tell you right now, because our CIA, right, our good guys in our government who are supposed to operate outside of the United States of America are busy going around from country to country creating what? Domestic insurrection and overthrowing governments, and that's in fact what they're doing here as well. So it should come as no surprise again that the conservatives of the day are being led away and distracted from what's really happening, friends, concerning this global criminal conspiracy, and I'll get to that more in just a couple moments as well. If you're on social media platforms, here's another one. Here's a picture of a Taliban, allegedly, right? And he's doing a press conference. Isn't this interesting? And Twitter's giving him all the time that he needs. Isn't that interesting? But if Americans speak out against corruption in their own government, they're banned. Or if they speak out against one of their political agitators that they use, like Antifa or Black Lives Matters, all five members, or the homosexual agenda, less than 1.7% of the population, if you dare speak out against these subversives in America, Twitter's right there to ban you. So is Facebook. So is Google. How is it that the Taliban are getting airtime, friends? This is what it says. After carrying out an armed insurrection resulting in a coup and a regime change. That's the CIA, friends. That's what they do. Twitter lets the Taliban militants get their messaging out to the world. Is anybody thinking here? I mean, really, we got to be thinking about what's going on and who's creating all of this insurrection, this terrorism, as they call it. Why is it continuously going on? Why is it always brought forth when it's needed, friends? Is anybody paying attention to this? Because I hope that you are, and I know many of you are. I want you to listen carefully to the former CIA official and author, John Stockwell. He said, it is the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable and to propagandize and teach the American people to hate. So we will let the establishment government that everybody's complaining about spend any amount of money on arms. Now, keep in mind, we were also warned of this back in January 17th of 1961 by President Eisenhower concerning the military-industrial complex. Folks, that's what's being funded here, and guess who's paying for it? You are. If you have a job and you are doing your job, they are stealing away and they are reallocating your money illegally to foreign enemies, friends, to continuously keep their games going. And what are they doing? They're trying to dominate the planet. That's what they're doing, and that's why they're using these said terrorists in the process. I also want to remind the American people of one thing, and I want you to listen to me carefully. There is 35 jihadi camps in America today. Let me say it again. There's 35 jihadi camps in America today. They are military bases, foreign military bases on American soil today. I want to say to the American people, this is what you get when you sow it. You reap it. Galatians 6:7. What am I talking about? You have 737 military bases, friends, across the world. What are they doing? They're using your military to dominate countries that need to withstand the global agenda. And they're trying to control at any cost and by any means necessary to get that control. So let's not play the fools concerning what's going on here. Okay? I'm going to come right back. I got several videos to play for you. And then I'm going to get back to what I promised I would cover from yesterday concerning, don't tell me that one person can't make a difference, because I'm going to tell you some stories about the ones that have over and over throughout history. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back after this break.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Now, I named today's show Over My Dead Body, and I want to tell you why this is going to be Over My Dead Body. Let me put this into perspective for you. There was a foreign leader from Russia back in the 50s that said that we're basically going to take over America without even pulling the trigger. I can tell you right now that that is the furthest thing from the truth. I don't care what they try to do psychologically to manipulate you into believing that that's going to be the case. But I can tell you right now, friends, that that is not going to be the case. And I'm about ready to show you why that's not going to be the case. We have shared with you concerning what's happening over in Russia, or I'm sorry, in Australia. Okay, so that was just kind of teeing it up concerning what, in fact, I am covering right now. I had shared with you the other day that in Australia, the Prime Minister, they call it the Minister of Health. By the way, they're trying to do it here, too, through administrative law, which is unconstitutional. They're trying to give over to the CDC and the WHO and the Department of Health throughout the United States in each prospective state. They're trying to give them the absolute authority as to the yes and no's as to what must be done and what must not be done. In other words, they are a law unto themselves. Again, Americans, listen to me carefully. This matters a lot. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. And I want to explain this one more time before I show you and make my next point. Administrative law is this. When you go back to our foundations, you go back to who we are as Americans. Again, we receive our rights from God. It says those that work for us, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So we delegate authority to our representatives. Okay, they work for us. We do not work for them. Just reminding you. Okay, so what they're doing in turn is they're taking the delegated authority that we gave unto them, and they're handing it off to the Department of Health. They're handing it off to the CDC. They're handing it off to the WHO, okay? That is completely unconstitutional because we didn't give the delegated authority to those corrupt agencies to go ahead and be the final say and be a law unto themselves, okay? That's administrative law. Get it through your head right now because this is what they're pushing right now. I've had sheriffs tell me right now that the Department of Health is trying to take and usurp their authority. And the American people, let me remind you once again, you're going to have to remind them that that's just not the case. It's completely illegal. It's unconstitutional. And if they continuously push it, it's criminal. They must be held accountable for their crimes against we the people. So now going back to Australia, I shared with you, Minister for Health tells parents 24,000 children will be herded into a stadium like cattle to get the experimental COVID-19 vaccine. Again, that's what they're calling it. That's not at all what I'm calling it, okay? So what I just seen over my dead body is what I'm highlighting right now is this. It's Jack Posobiec, and it's from Australia, okay? Cauldron Pool. And this is horrific. It's the nurses and the police grabbing a little child by force from his parents and forcing him to receive this experimental jab. I want to go ahead and play the audio for you. I don't know that there's much audio in the sense of what's to be heard outside of the fact that you hear this little boy screaming as he's being stripped from his father's arms. And the police just standing there, and the doctors, the little Gestapos, are just sitting there with their little syringes in their hand, ready to jab the next victim, friends. And I want you to see this for yourself as to how this is going down in Australia. Again, I want to remind you over my dead body, friends. Over my dead body. So he's sitting in his daddy's arms. He's holding on. He's clinging to daddy's arms. As a matter of fact, I'm sorry, it's a little girl. It's a little girl, and one of the Gestapo that claims to be a doctor is grabbing her from her daddy, and the police grab him, throw him to the ground, put handcuffs on him, and the little girl is literally outside of herself in fear. And what are the Gestapo doing, friends? They're arresting daddy, as I said, just going back and forth, and they're taking the little girl into the back room to force the injection into this little girl's body. Okay. Hey, Americans, I want you to, especially on social media platforms, look at me, please. And I say this with all sincerity. Over my dead body. I mean that. Or over theirs. Because this is criminal to no end. This is the kind of stuff that I've been warning the American people for 3 years. This is, in fact, exactly what Adolf Hitler did under his Third Reich, through manipulation, through forced compliance, and then to extermination. And it's exactly what's happening in Australia right now. One question for everybody listening to me, where did they get the authority to do this? From their masters. Who are their masters? Well, it's not God. And it's not their employers, namely the constituents that they're supposed to represent in upholding the law in those prospective countries. No, it's those that they have sold, bought, and paid for and extorted. Their said representatives who have been bribed and extorted are the ones that have sold their souls in selling out the people that they're supposed to work for. They're a bunch of Judases, to say the least. I want to bring you over to Belgium really quick. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to the page. Or go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, and you will see these videos. If not, I will do my best, again, to narrate what I am seeing here, friends. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. This is infuriating, to say the least. It's infuriating what's happening in other countries, and we're not hearing a peep about this because they don't want the American people to wake up and shut them down. Because once it's shut down here for the 1,000th time, it's shut down over there. Donald Trump is the one that opened the curtains to this plandemic. He's the father of the vaccination, he said. And he is the one that is responsible for opening the floodgates to the medical industry to attack people on a global basis. And it's exactly what's happening today. It's exactly what's happening today. But how are the people responding? Well, I want to show you how the people are responding. We have in Belgium right now, we have a bunch of tractors coming from the farmers, basically bulldozing back all the police armored vehicles. The farmers are taking to the streets, and what are they doing? Well, they are taking to the streets to basically let those cops that say that they're just doing their job, when in fact they're not doing their job, because if they were doing their job, they would turn the other direction and tear away at the tyrants rather than the people. What are they doing? They're defending themselves. Hey, folks, the most dangerous person on this planet, for the record, the most dangerous person on this planet are those that have nothing to lose. And I want to just remind everybody, especially in my country right now, you came into the world naked and you're going to leave naked. You're not going to be able to bring anything with you. And you better understand, as a matter of fact, let me just go over here really quick to the Declaration of Independence. As a matter of fact, I got it right in front of me right now. I just want to go to the end of it because it just came to my aid, even as I'm speaking to you now. Thank you, Lord. And I want you to hear this, because when our forefathers made an appeal to the Supreme Judge of the world, remember how they ended the Declaration of Independence. They said, "We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for the rectitude of our intentions due in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, 13 of them, solemnly publish and declare that the United States colonies are and of an ought right to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to corruption, the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that is as free and independent states, that they have full power to what? Levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do all other acts and things which independent states may have right to do. And for support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, listen carefully, Americans, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors." Folks, that's real courage. That's real courage. And I thank God for every single one of them. If it wasn't for them 244 years later, friends, we wouldn't be here. Listen to what they did, friends. They pledged their lives. They pledged everything they had to give us what we have today. How are we treating that gift? That's a question that only you can answer once again. Now, what I want to do is I'm going to bring you over to the next video. And notice what's happening in Belgium, where the farmers are literally filling their hay throwers and they are throwing them at the police that are trying to blockade them from their God-given rights. I want you to check this one out, okay? This is what's happening right now in Belgium. They're spraying them all over the police. Hey, Americans, I want to say something, too. What we need to get a hold of right now is we need not fight each other. We need to deal with the corruption, starting with our representatives and the people that are giving our said representatives the directives to attack the American people. That's who we need to lawfully deal with. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Taliban continues their takeover of Afghanistan, U.S. troops and Afghans are continuing to be taken out of the country. Ohio Congressman Brad Wenstrup joins Fox News and says investigations need to look at what intelligence was available before withdrawing from Afghanistan.
We need to look back and we need to look at who said what. You know, what was our intelligence? What did the military advise the president? What types of things were being done?
President Biden saying he does not regret his decision to bring U.S. troops home from Afghanistan. The Labor Department is reporting the lowest number of initial jobless claims filed since the pandemic began. The federal agency saying 348,000 Americans filed initial jobless claims last week, marking a decline of 29,000 from the previous week. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden says he's directing the Department of Education to use its legal authority against governors who are attempting to block and intimidate local school districts from requiring students and teachers to wear masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis believes President Biden is obsessed with the mask issue.
You got to wonder, where are your priorities that you're so obsessed with this issue and so obsessed with taking away parents' rights and you're letting Afghanistan burn, our border burn, and so many other things in our country fall to pieces?
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The National Weather Service is predicting Tropical Storm Henri will grow to hurricane strength by Friday. The storm is currently about 800 miles south of Nantucket, Massachusetts, strengthening as it moves closer to the United States eastern seaboard. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. It's interesting. I have friends that are police officers, and I just had one of them text me listening to the show even now and telling me he has to get a warrant before he can take the blood of someone that's drunk, and they want to tell me that they can voluntarily stick a swab up my nose to take a test. Folks, these tests are just setting you up for the fall. Just a side note, for sure, that's exactly what they're about, and we again, need to quit playing the fools. And as I was just highlighting during the last segment, we need to not fight each other. What we need to deal with is the corrupt representatives that have sold us out in working for special interest groups. We need to lawfully deal with them. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, and then we need to take it up to the special interest groups that are giving directives concerning our said representatives, and we need to lawfully deal with them. Why is it that the American people, or people on a global scale, why are you fighting each other? Do you not realize those that are working behind our said representatives, these that have played the Judas to the people on a worldwide basis, do you not realize, friends, they're the ones setting the narrative? Okay, so let's deal with them and not deal with each other. And the fact of the matter is the only way that we're going to unite and expose our enemy is when we unite under God. Put that up against Psalm 33, verse 12, when you get a moment here. I got a couple things here I want to share with you. I want to go to one more school board, and then let me see what I have after that. I want to get to my main topic. I definitely want to do that. I want to play the CDC is your Bible, and Fauci is your cult leader really quick. And let's see what she has to say. This is brand new. And again, I'm sharing with you what the mainstream media means to censor. So let's see what this young lady does, in fact, have to say here.
But I have nieces and nephews still in the district, so here I go. I want to appeal to the conscience of every person here that knows deep down we're actually talking about good versus evil, not politics, not science. Conscience means with knowledge. Everyone here is innately with knowledge of things unseen. It is our conscience that sounds an internal alarm when we see hypocrisy. Some see hypocrisy like saying you're pro-life but never helping a life that's struggling. Some see hypocrisy like people who keep their wineries open while closing down other restaurants. Hypocrisy like saying you're for God-given freedoms and guns, but in practice you just want to drink and party. Hypocrisy like saying you care about dying from a virus with a 99.9 survival rate, but you'll censor ivermectin. Why does hypocrisy bother us all? If you hate hypocrisy, it's because you either know God's law or you borrow from it.
Amen.
The fact that we all have a conscience is the evidence that we are all created in the image of God who is righteous. I know some of you are thinking this religious talk doesn't belong here. But you're already following a religion. It's where the CDC is your Bible and Fauci is your cult leader. The gospel you preach is the gospel of grievances. Whoever is the most offended is the most right. What's underneath that surface, what's on the surface that we see, is there's actually no ethical standard in our law anymore. That's why there's so much hypocrisy. Truth has become whatever you see fit. We've been so open-minded to moral relativity that our brains have fallen out. That's why restricting children's breathing while learning is somehow tolerable. Lawlessness is abounding here, and it has nothing to do with red versus blue. You know deep down that our whole world has turned upside down because of something much bigger than what the TV says. It's the only reason the churches were closed while strip clubs were open, while depression rises. It's the only reason we can strong arm and censor dangerous misinformation across the entire internet, but we can't censor child porn. It's the reason truth has become so fluid that natural biology is rejected and even deemed toxic. We cannot fix the absurdity we are drowning in, and this religion of statism definitely won't fix it. Whatever happens at this school board, this city, this state, our nation, whoever you are, put your faith in the only one that can heal any
Amen.
Nation.
Woo.
Turn from your sin. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. Pray for our children. Pray for our state. Pray for each other. Only God himself can fix this.
Amen. Amen. There's an anointing on that lady, no question about it. First, Isaiah 10:27, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke, and it does, in fact. Well, you know what? I want to get to my main topic here. And I've kind of, you know, got you up to par as to what's going on in your country, in which is being censored by the mainstream media again. Which, again, friends, keep in mind what George Washington rightly said, that if they take away your freedom of speech, you will be as sheep led to the slaughter. There's some people that still just don't get that, and they are being led to the slaughter. And you need to understand that the end of all of this is your life, and the end of this created virus is communism on a global basis. And either we're going to pick our freedoms or we're going to submit to that of tyranny. I have before me a vaccination card. And I want you to hear this, okay? This, we have plenty of time, friends, to stop this. And I'm talking about the fact that this is not overtaking us. This is where the American people need to rise to the level of expectation in honor to those that fought, bled, and died, giving us the freedoms that we have. We live unto them that died for us. 2 Corinthians 5:15. We hear this all day long from the professed church. You know, there's no greater love than a man laid down his life for his brethren. Yes, that applies to you too. They did their job, now stand up and do yours. I want you to listen to this. This is a vaccination card. Somebody just sent this to me. Hello. They walk into a restaurant. Hi, table for two, please. Sure. And your name? Cody. Great. And do you and your guest happen to have your vaccine cards? Well, first, can you tell us who your server will be? Looks like Brad will be your server tonight. Great. Can you show us Brad's vaccine card, please? And also, can you provide me with proof that Brad is not a carrier of HIV, hepatitis A or B, or any other communicable disease? Same for you and the kitchen staff as well, please. Says the employee at the restaurant. Also, the guest said, We would prefer not to be served by someone who is on or uses recreational drugs such as marijuana, cocaine, meth, fentanyl, etc. So if you could provide us with Brad's most recent records for Scream, it would be great. Matter of fact, I'm going to need to see all of your employees' medical history, said the employee. Let me get the manager for you, please. That would be great, said the guest. Thanks. Make sure they have their vax cards and medical records as well before approaching us, please. See, folks, here's the thing. Nobody needs these businesses that are kneeling down to the dictates of the state who has no authority, say if the Supreme Court and federal judges and state judges. Folks, if we put the shoe on the right foot, you need to understand that businesses need our business. Because without clientele, without customers, they don't have a business. When are we going to put this into perspective? If they want to go ahead and bow the knee and play along with the state's unconstitutional edicts, then friends, don't patronize those stores. Don't go to those stores. Don't, friends, submit to the dictates of those that have already compromised their freedoms. What am I saying? When you go inside of a business and they say to you, put a mask on, or if they say to you, you better have your vaccine record, which we have not seen yet. They're trying to do this right now in New York and in California, namely San Francisco. Okay? What do we do? We have to understand that those businesses took the money from the state, where the state stole the money from us taxpayers, and they reallocated those funds illegally to businesses that would go ahead and take the orders from the state to what? Attack their customers and their clients. What happens when we no longer go to those stores? They don't have a business. If the businesses took this into perspective, they would turn around and go after the governor for stealing away their tax dollars and trying to use it and extort themselves to do their biddings for them, when in fact, at the end of the day, everything they're doing is illegal. Let me say it again. Everything that they're doing is illegal. Okay? Folks, you got to chop the snake's head off. You got to quit beating around the bush and quit acting like this isn't really happening. My friend yesterday called me. His name is Rob. He's the go-to guy to have major acts come in. If it's not Journey, it's Kiss. If it's not Kiss, it's Motley Crue. If it's not Motley Crue, then it's Rat. If it's not Rat, it's Blue Oyster Cult. If it's not Blue Oyster Cult, it's going to be some major rock band, some major country band, some major Mexican band. The list goes on. If you're a major act and you come into the Midwest, you have to call Rob, because Rob's the go-to guy to supply all your backline for your instruments and all of your PA needs and your stage needs. Okay? Got a phone call from him yesterday. He had said to me he went to the Wisconsin State Fair. And I'm applying this to those people out there that are discouraged and say to me all the time, I'm only one person, what can I do? I want to show you what you can do. Let's look to Rob really quick. So Rob told me that he set up a backline for a band called Blue Oyster Cult in Wisconsin. And he said he got everything set up. Now, folks, we're talking about probably a couple million dollars worth stage gear, tressing, sound equipment, and backlines. Okay? So Blue Oyster Cult thought it would be really cute to wait till the last minute after all of the gear was set up. They sent my friend Rob an email and they told him, you're going to have to wear a mask before you come back onto the grounds. So do you know what my friend Rob did? That one guy standing all by himself? He replied to Blue Oyster Cult and told them that they should be ashamed of themselves, number one. That this is a fraud being perpetuated on a global basis, and we're losing enough of our God-given rights, and this is all aimed at our children. And you can go ahead and find someone else to do your teching for you. Now, friends, I want you to keep in mind that there was great loss here. on the behalf of Rob. What are you talking about, Bradley? I'm talking about the fact that he probably put $250,000 worth of time and equipment in backline and dressing up and lights up for that particular show. I'm going to tell you the rest of this and how it went down afterwards, because I'm going to show you that it did not go for naught in any sense of the word, and Rob won the day. That lone man standing. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud to supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. So I was just talking about my friend Rob that I had a conversation with yesterday, and I'm putting this in contrast to those that continuously tell me, I'm only one person, I can't do anything about it. Are you kidding me? Do you know anything about your history whatsoever? I'm here to encourage you, exhort you, and admonish you to get busy and trust God. Don't trust yourself. That's what your problem is you're looking to yourself. Fact of the matter is you can't do that. You have to look outside of yourself and look to the crucified Christ and serve the God that he reconciled us unto through his blood. He's redeemed us unto him. Jesus said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. Are you kidding me? The end of the book of John tells us that had all the miracles been written, all the books in the world couldn't contain them. And the Bible says you're not to limit the Holy One of Israel. And when you are looking to yourself and saying, you know what, there's nothing I can do about it, you're limiting the Holy One of Israel. You're bringing condemnation onto yourself. And there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. Let me get back to Rob. Rob does all the sound. All the big acts that come into the Midwest, they call my friend Rob. Blue Oyster Cult wanted to go ahead and test their steel with Rob. All of his gear was set up, probably $250,000 worth of gear in this particular stage setting, from lights to trussing to backline to staging. And they waited until he got all of his gear up on stage, and then they sent him an email that night telling him not to come back unless he had a mask. Now, well, that didn't fly with my friend, my lone friend Rob, when he told Blue Oyster Cult that they can go find themselves a different tech. I bet you right at that point, Blue Oyster Cult thought within themselves, wait a second, he's got all of our instruments, he's rented us, all that staging's Rob's, all that trussing's Rob's, all that lighting's Rob's. We better be careful as to how we treat Rob, because if we treat Rob this way, we're not going to be able to play a show tomorrow. Rob told me that he went back the very next day, and he said he shamed them. He told them what was going on. He said, Bradley, by the time I left, I want you to listen to me carefully. Rob said to me, by the time I left, he said, I did not wear a mask. I was not about to wear a mask. I understand what's going on, and I'm not playing that dangerous game with the freedoms of my children or myself. He said before he left, he said there was not one person wearing a mask. Don't tell me one person can't make a difference. Rob told me shortly thereafter that there was a band named Styx from the 70s that wanted to go ahead and try the same thing with him. They sent him an email the night before and said, don't come back unless you have a mask on. See what the government's doing, friends, is they're basically saying that if anybody contracts the coronavirus, this fictitious disease, this invisible disease that they've created, if anybody claims that they've gotten it, they can go ahead and sue Styx, or they can sue Blue Oyster Cult. Well, what happens when the people don't play along with the tyrants? It doesn't work. It grows stagnant, impotent. It falls to the ground. Listen to me carefully, friends. So Styx tried the same exact thing as Blue Oyster Cult did. Little did they know who they were playing with. What's interesting to note is Rob went back the very next day, told them they can find a different tech, and of course they complied with Rob because they needed Rob. It wasn't the other way around, Americans. He said he didn't wear a mask at any given time. And he said the same thing happened. People started taking off their masks. They quit pretending. They quit pretending with the tyrants and the corruption in government. Okay? Because they realized at that point, wait a second, someone was willing to take a stand. Someone was being the light. Someone was playing the shepherd under Christ. And they began to follow. Don't tell me that one person cannot make a difference. So, you know what he did after that? He won the day with Blue Oyster Cult. He won the day with Styx and Great White. Well, shortly thereafter, he went to Paisley Park. We're in Minnesota here. Prince's old outfit, right? And he said he went there in Morris Day. They were a big deal back in the 80s, the same time Prince came out. And it was interesting to note that he said when he got there, all of his gear was there. All of it was set up, the back line, the lights, the staging, so on and so forth, just like the others. And he said right when he walked in, someone said to him, Rob, mask on. He ignored him. He said as he was ignoring him, he was putting the wires together, and he said again, I heard him say, Rob, mask on. He ignored him again. A third time, he ignored them. And all of a sudden, one of the guys yelled out, it was the manager, said, Rob, mask on. He ignored him. He ignored him. He stood his ground. And because he stood his ground, guess what? Everybody took notice. Everybody began to question why it was that they were doing what they were doing rather than what Rob was doing. Because Rob told them, you should be ashamed of what you're doing. This is the end game. This is what they're doing. This is how many people are dying from these experimental vaccinations that have not been approved. Regardless, I wouldn't take it. Leviticus 17:11. Oh, folks, the list goes on. He shamed them into obedience. Now, what I want to do is I just want to, and of course, I am by no means giving myself accolade in no sense of the word. But I'm here to tell you concerning those that continuously tell me that there's nothing I can do about it. I want to tell you something, friends. Under God, as John Knox rightly said, he said, you with God are always in a majority. Let me say it again. You with God are always a majority. I want to show you what Scripture says, and then I want to show you what the Lord has caused us to do over the last 23 years of ministry. People come down all the time. They say, I can't even believe that you've done this much in 23 years. And I look at it and I say, what have we done? You know, the Bible says that the Lord chooses the weak things of the world to confound the wise. He does. The Bible says that we're fools for Christ. I'm that fool. God has chosen the ignorance of the world to confound the wise and the weak things of the world to confound the mighty. Don't tell me, friends, that not one person can make a difference. Hey, folks, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. All of what you see up on social media platforms right now are the very events that we have done all over the country in the last 23 years. Where do you see radio and antennas? That's where we're broadcasting even now as we speak. Oh, and by the way, don't forget about Alaska. Don't forget about Alaska because we're up there too. We've done several events up there. We have a radio station there as well. Don't tell me not one person can make a difference. You are sadly mistaken. By faith, Moses, one man, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer the affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Why? Because he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. Listen to that carefully. That's the cross. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Now listen carefully. And what shall I say more? And I'm talking about 11:32 in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. What shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell you of Gideon, one man, Barak, one man, Samson, one man, Jephthah, one man, David, one man, and Samuel, one man. And don't forget the major and the minor prophets, one man. 12 apostles individually were sent forth as ambassadors, singularly, friends, all by themselves. And we're still talking about what the Lord did through them 2,000 years ago. Don't tell me that one person cannot make a difference. I want you to listen carefully. In verse 33, Hebrews 11, who through faith in Christ, Hebrews 12:2, subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, and turned to flight the arms of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they may obtain a better resurrection. Friends, don't tell me one person can't make a difference. I think of Oliver Cromwell, who changed the course of his country because he obeyed God and he dealt with corruption. I think of John Knox, who stood up Mary Queen of Scots all by himself and he changed the course of that nation in Scotland. I think of Charles Spurgeon, who used to take to the streets and protesting corruption in government if they dare stuck their head out. Don't tell me that one person can't make a difference. And you want to talk about some bad boys in the faith? Why don't you look to William Booth and his wife Catherine Booth from the Salvation Army. And why don't you look at what the Lord has wrought through them? Because every city that we go to, we still see the Salvation Army. Just think about this, friends. One man. Put that up against John 12:25. If a corn of wheat falls into the ground and dies, guess what it does? It brings forth much fruit. Love you by what we do.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at novaliftna.com/save.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.